Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're going to start doing like Luther Vandross, man. You're just going to get you some tannin and start smoking rubs. I
hear you.
Miko, I wanted to ask about Miko. How did you feel like, what was your determination of the tackle on Joe Mixon? Did you determine after your film that it was hip up? And also, how did his absence maybe affect the flow of the offense after he went out?
Right, losing Joe was tough for our offense. We know the production that Joe had the first week, it was beneficial, and it was key to our success in the first week. And with the tackle, right, it's definitely, in my mind, considered the hip drop when a defender unweights himself and he puts all of his weight on the runner's legs. You see why we want to get the hip drop tackle out of the game, right? Because it causes a lot of injuries when it happens. The hip drop tackle doesn't happen much, but the percentage of injury when it does happen is very high. And you saw that there with Joe, you know, and his ankle and the defender landing on his ankle. So tough spot to be in. And you know, we all want to coach it better. Defenders, that's why you want to put your body in front and tackle guys in front and not reaching from behind, and the defender's in a bad spot there. He's trying to get Joe down, and the only way, you know, when you're in a bad spot, the only way is to, you know, unweight yourself and you put your weight all on his leg. So unfortunate that happened to Joe.
With Joe, do you feel like this is something that can be short term, or is there?
We'll see on the injury. We'll see. We'll evaluate Joe as we go throughout the week. We'll just take it day by day.
CJ said afterwards that he took responsibility for not being able to get the offense going again without Joe. What does he need to do to, you know, rally the troops, if you will, without Joe?
Yeah, CJ just has to do his part. I think, you know, a lot of people talk about rallying the troops and all those things. Everybody has to just own up and do their job. Like, man up, do your job, do whatever you're tasked to do on particular plays. Like, everybody just do it to the best of your ability. And CJ has to play his game, right? But it's not all on CJ or all on one person to get everyone going, right? Everybody just has to have that ownership. Everybody has to have that mindset that, you know, whatever it takes for us to win, they're ready and willing to do it on each and every play.
Have you watching the tape, or some of the things that stood out to you?
A lot of great things on tape. I mean, first and foremost, we're just excited to get the win, right? And I think for me, it was a team win, right? When we needed plays on offense, they made plays, right? We needed the kicking game to step up, right? Emi had an outstanding game. Again, I mentioned it yesterday, but, and I think he's one of the only kickers in NFL history have back-to-back weeks of over three kicks over 50 yards. So Emi is playing lights out for us, and that was one thing that definitely stood out in the game. And defensively, just seeing the guys just swarm. You know, we talk about the D-line and what they did with all the pressures, but just watching Petrie and watching how relentless he was, you know, every rep, no matter if he was rushing, no matter if he's in coverage, like he was all over the field, sideline to sideline, playing relentless. And it was just exciting to see, you know, our style of play on defense just showed through the tape from all three levels of our defense. All the guys were playing with great effort. All the guys were playing physical. Just love to see that style.
Not that it's any surprise, but with Nico Collins' continued growth, what do you attribute a lot of that to? The dedication, the way he's worked on his body, just all of it. What do you see from him in terms of specifics getting better?
Nico, he's been consistent. He's been one of our most consistent guys since I first got here. Watching Nico, watching the way he prepares throughout the week, like, he's always been the same person. Nico never gets too high or too low. Like, Nico is always even keel, always consistent, and he shows up in clutch moments. But you wouldn't you wouldn't, he doesn't have to do anything different in a clutch moment. Nico is just being Nico. Like, he's making the plays that he makes, and he's been lights out again this for the start of the year. I mean, he's having an outstanding year.
What's your understanding of what occurred with Aziz when he was on the Bears sideline, and do you anticipate any repercussions from the league coming out of that?
From my, you know, perspective, seeing Aziz, you know, he had a big hit on the quarterback, and everyone goes, you know, everyone gets a little antsy when the quarterback gets hit on the sideline, and, you know, but if the quarterback stays in, he's going to get hit. Like, and now I think there's, everybody's a little sensitive when there are big hits in the league. Like, we still play a physical game, and you're going to get hit hard if you're playing against us. That's just how we operate here. And, you know, what happened after that, Aziz is, of course, he's surrounded by a lot of their players and also some staff, and they are surrounding him. We got people pushing Aziz and kick, like, so we have to, as the game, we have to be better, right? From protecting all players involved, when, especially when something happens on the opposite sideline, like, just have to be better. And we know, you know, from Aziz's perspective, we, you know, can't throw punches or anything like that, but just overall, we just have to be able to protect players, and it goes both ways. When you got guys surrounding one of our players and ununiformed staff that's surrounding and in that little mix-up as well, like, that's a problem, and we have to get it fixed.
There are challenges to when giving your team a message, enjoying winning, because that's the main goal, and then at the same time saying, well, we didn't play as well as we possibly could have, or we could be a lot better. Is there any challenge, like, when it comes to the messaging of that?
The challenge for us is always to improve and get better. That's always my challenge, right? That's how you push for greatness, right? And it's never easy, I say, to win in this league. A lot of games come down to one possession each and every week. You know, over half of the games, or more than half of the games, will come down to one possession. So, to me, a win is a win. And we're excited to win the game. I thought our guys battled and did a great job of making the plays we needed to make to win the game. And that's always the number one goal, is to win each week.
Amari caught his first interception. You said throughout, since he got here, he's been consistent. He's one of the most consistent guys on the team. How cool was it just to see him get his consistency producing to an interception?
Yeah, it was really cool to see Kamari. The work that he's putting in is really cool to see him, you know, reap the benefits of that, right? And getting the pick is a matter of not just him, but it's the rush, speeding up the quarterback, and it's Kamari having really good hands. That was a difficult catch to make as well. So it was really nice play by him. But, man, credit to him. The kid's been consistent. I talk about all the time. He's been consistent where he needs to be every single play, and he doesn't press to make plays. Some guys get in the spot and they try to press to make a play, and then you end up putting yourself in a bad position. He's in the right position all the time, and he benefited yesterday from being able to make a pick.
Amigo, what did you make of Jarrett Patterson in the offensive line performance last night with Juice out, and specifically in the run game?
Proud of Jarrett for stepping in there late in the week. He had to step in, and there were a lot of calls, a lot of checks, you know, with their front. That was a tough defensive front. They did a really good job of moving. They did a really good job of, you know, really packing the box and stopping the run game. So JP stepped in, and he handled it. The communication, he handled it really well, I thought. But they played really good up front for us, and we all continue to improve all across the board on our team. Everybody has things that we can improve on.
Following up on situation about Aziz, you mentioned about Joe Mixon, the tackle. Is that something that y'all will forward as a, you know, the film to the disciplinary committee, just sort of as on a weekly basis? I know that's part of the process. Is that part of the package that y'all will send up there to just go, like, you're not taking sides, but, you know, you're putting your information in?
Yeah, whenever there are plays of that nature, as the hip drop or the issue with Aziz on the sideline, we always want to send those into the league to make sure we're correct in what we're saying to our players. We just want to make sure we're coaching our players the right way and make sure we're in within lines of the rules and playing the game the right way. So we always try to send those plays into the league to make sure we have clarity, so our players have clarity when they're on the field, so they can play as fast as possible and leave no doubt.
What does Minnesota Vikings.
Minnesota, good man, really good team. They're coached really well. Their defense is playing great. I think they've held opponents to, I think, under 25 points so far. So their defense is playing really lights out. Offensively, they played well yesterday, had some big explosives. They're playing well together. So we'll get further. We'll get more into those guys as we go throughout the week. But 2-0 team, and we know Minnesota is always a tough place to play. Right, that crowd there is always – they're always loud. They make it challenging on us from an offensive perspective. So already know going into it, we have to be on it with our cadence. We have to be on it with our pre-snap communication all the way across the board.
Can you talk about through 2 weeks? I know it's still early. If you had to say this is one thing that we really got to work on cleaning up, I mean, you're talking about always getting better. Is there anything that stands out to you?
The things we have to clean up, I think it starts with just being more consistent, right? I think we targeted really well and ran the ball well our first week, then coming in this week, presented different issues with the front, but we still have to be consistent and run it as best as we can. And from the penalty standpoint, I know we have to play cleaner there, right?
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
We allow drives, right, to continue. We took big explosive plays off of the board. We took interceptions off of the board, like a lot of plays right there where we hurt ourselves with penalties and also just protecting the football. Like, we have to do a much better job of protecting the ball on the offensive side. We're carrying the ball. Like, we can't give the ball up there and we're in the red zone. We got points. We cannot give the ball up in that situation right there. So a lot of different things, different players have things to work on, but that's the beauty of the league. Like, who can make those adjustments, who can make those improvements, and continue to get better as the season goes on.
We'll close with DJ.
Go ahead, DJ.
What kind of, I don't know if it's a game plan specific thing, but it looked like Derek was lined up on DJ Moore a lot, kind of went into that matchup, and what was it like watching, you know, your best corner go against their best receiver and be able to hold them under 50 yards and catch an interception?
Yeah, schematically, we do a lot of different things. And for me, defensively, whatever it takes, that specific week, that's what we'll do. Stingley was matched up, you know, on DJ Moore. Thought he did a really nice job. And to see him go attack the football, that was big time for us. And that's what we need Stingley to do.
This is a non-football question. I think some people in turn might find it valuable. What's your remedy to getting your voice back after you lose your voice? It was damn near 12 hours ago, and you couldn't even talk. What's the recipe for that?
Try to get some rest. That's it. Rest and no yelling. I don't have to yell when I get home.
They're all asleep.
You're right.